Jesus said, "Blessed are the persecuted," and they are suffering big time right now. This is Bible League International, and 19-year-old Aria was beaten by her own father and violated by local authorities. You know what her crime was? Simply that she gave her life to Jesus Christ after leaving radical Islam. They need Bibles in order to endure and persevere. And that's why Truth Network and Bible League are teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 persecuted believers around the world at $5 a Bible. $100 sends 20. Call 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. Word 800 yes word or give at truthnetwork.com.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hey everyone, it's Shirley Weaver. You've probably heard me speak of a governmental anointing in the life of the individual believer. Another way of saying that is a governmental role or a governmental anointing. And so what I mean by that expression is, first of all, the individual believer has the ability, I believe actually a calling, to govern, to self-govern, to govern their own lives, to govern within their own home, to govern their personal life. In other words, to self-govern. So if you extend that concept beyond the activity where I seek the Lord for the government in my own life, the government in my own home, then you can extend it out really as far as you want to. You can send it out into the neighborhood or community. You can apply the governmental anointing that God gives to the believer in places that are might be a larger, more expansive region, and definitely in the life of a nation. There are those who govern well. They have a calling from God. They have an anointing from Him to govern. And I just suggest to you that the first qualification for a person walking in that anointing in that particular space is the ability to self-govern, to have a personal life that is aligned with the Spirit of God and is able to give an account and is one who is also under authority and is willing to be held accountable. You know, we've heard the expression, I think we've even said it here on one of our podcast episodes, that people get the government they deserve. And biblically, we do know from Romans 13, it says this, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God." Another place, in Isaiah chapter 1, we read, "I will restore your judges as at the first, and your counselors as at the beginning. Afterward, you shall be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city." So you see that expansion there, that God gives judges, that He gives a restored or restoration to the plan that He intends. If it gets off, if we get off track or over in the ditch on one side or the other, the Lord says here in Isaiah, "I'm going to restore the judges. I am going to bring back the counselors." And when that happens, you'll be known as a city of righteousness. You'll be known as a faithful city. Another place in Genesis 12 reads like this, "I will make you," speaking to the Jews, "a great nation." There's that national application. "I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse the one who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed." We see God moving here from individual to family to nation to tribes even and groupings, that God has the ability to make us great, to bless us, and to Defend us against those that intend something other than blessing toward us. So we experience the influence and we realize that there are those who are in charge. They are in control. One thing I love to say, anytime I'm involved in any project or effort or any endeavor, I want to know who is carrying the torch. Who is the one in charge? I want to submit to their authority, to their leading. We jokingly say, you know, you can't have two heads. You need one voice of authority speaking. And then even in Jesus' day, he administered to people his anointing, his ministry. He would bring them into groups, small groups, larger groups. The day that he fed many people on the hillside, he broke those people into groupings of 50s and hundreds. So you see the order that the Lord intends until one day we realize that this is God's plan. We want to know that someone is at the point of the spear, the tip of the spear, that there is someone who is holding the line. And if the day comes that you realize that no one is there holding the line, then it is up to you as the individual, as the one accountable before the Lord, as one submitted to him, to step forward and to begin to administer governmentally, to govern and to allow that anointing to rise inside of you. From the inside of you is a better way to say that. Isaiah 60, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise upon you. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles, that is the nations, will come to your light, and kings, others who are in authority, those who are governing in other places, will be drawn, will come to the brightness of your rising. So this is what we mean by a governmental role, a governmental anointing. And you know, when you think this way, you realize that God's order is precious to him, and that those who cause division or upset the order are really at odds. They are crosswise with the moving and the flow of the Holy Spirit. So just know that God has called you to govern well, to rule even, and to administer righteousness and justice, beginning with your own life, then your home, then within your community or region, right on up to the national leadership in the place where God has planted you in that nation, that you really do arise and you shine. Governmentally, with a governmental anointing, praying in the Holy Spirit, fulfilling the will of God, the Almighty God. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclear trumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.